USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is kicking off New York's Veterans Day celebrations.
We come together as one nation to salute the veterans of the United States Armed Forces, the greatest warriors to ever walk the face of the earth.
The president speaking at Madison Square Park this morning before hundreds of flag-waving patriotic Americans. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also has a message for the Corps of Cadets at Citadel, the military college in South Carolina.
Should you have the honor of serving, I pray that you learn the lessons that I learned and allow them to inform you in your lifetime of giving to America, because the country will need you. Your generation will need you. The generation that comes after you will need you, too.
And Vice President Mike Pence lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns in Arlington National Cemetery. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The White House is reacting as House Democrats gear up for the new phase in the impeachment probe, public hearings, which begin on Wednesday. Stephanie Grisham, White House press secretary, tells Fox News,
"We all see the same thing that is happening, right? We've seen Adam Schiff and all of his lies. We've seen that they're conveniently ignoring this whistleblower and the fact that his lawyer on day one of the president taking office tweeted out that this president needs to go and that there should be a coup."
An early taste of winter is expected across much of the country this week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Record cold could be coming to dozens of U.S. cities this week as the National Weather Service is forecasting lows that would break or tie records in at least 148 cities between Tuesday and Thursday.
Parts of the upper Midwest, including Green Bay, Wisconsin, saw 1 to 3 inches of snow this weekend, and they're expected to get more snow on Wednesday as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A teen survivor of the Mexico drug cartel massacre says he thought he would also be killed. Devin Langford cried during an interview with ABC's Good Morning America as he recalled the horrific shooting that left 9 family members dead.
They just started hitting the car at first, like with a bunch of bullets. Just started shooting rapidly at us.
The 13-year-old boy was in the car with his mother and 2 siblings when gunmen opened fire. Langford shares what was going through his mind right after the shooting.
If there was anybody else out there trying to shoot me or following me or about my mom and my 2 brothers.
The teen, who was unharmed, then walked 13 miles to get help to save his wounded family members. Today marks the 100th anniversary of the annual Veterans Day Parade taking place in New York City. It's the largest ceremony in the nation honoring veterans. Colleen Rudolph is a captain in the U.S. Marine Corps, and she's looking forward to the parade.
This is my first Veterans Day Parade in New York City, and from what I'm told, an already spectacular event with over 25,000 veteran organizations and active duty military is only made better by the VIPs that we have here today.
Rudolph continues.
It's so exciting. I think it really draws, as you're here, it draws a lot of attention to the service of veterans, and that's what today is all about.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.